Have you discovered the principles for personal peace? Our world is filled with lonely people. One can live in a metropolitan area with many families within blocks, and yet not really know more than one or two who live in those homes or apartments. Man's genius to construct great cities, transportation facilities, beautiful homes, computers, furnishings, household appliances, and equipment and possessions for ease and luxury has not been able to bring peace to the hearts of lonely people. The pleasures afforded in our society bring only temporary escape from loneliness, problems, and fear. People seek identity, reality, and something to live for that makes life worth living. I have heard that the three causes of suicide are loneliness, helplessness, and hopelessness. Many people are lonely and have no hope. The answer to finding new life is given to us in the Word of Almighty God in His Holy Scriptures, the Bible. The God of eternity is all-sufficient to provide for our every need. God can do anything and everything. He has no limits, for He is almighty, all-knowing, all-powerful, and He loves you and me. God has provided for us the answers to the problems of life, death, and what will happen after death. As you place your trust in the Bible, which is God's Word to us, God will fulfill every promise He has given to us in His Holy Scriptures. Through the Bible, you will learn where you can find true peace. Life is worth living when you are a believer in God and His plan for your life. Death will no longer bring fear, for through faith in God's promises, we know we are going to heaven when we die. There are definite laws that govern the universe and nature. So also there are principles that govern our relationship to God. The first principle gives the plan of the God of Israel. God loves you. In the Holy Scriptures, in the book of Jeremiah, the prophet, in chapter 31, verse 3, we read, "Yes, I, God, have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn you." The Bible tells us that God is love. He has shown His love to us in the plan that He has for our lives. The Almighty God of creation loves you and wants to draw you to Himself to be a recipient of His great peace, His wonderful love, and provision for this life, for death, and eternity. You are not alone. God cares. Not only does God care and love us, but He has also given to the world His plan whereby we can all obtain personal peace. There are so many people today who are looking for love. The love of God is not that type of love that you can experience with another person to gratify physical desires. God's love is that love that provides for our every need for our benefit. God really cares about you and about me. He has shown His great love for you and me in what He has done for us. We will see this in detail as I share the Bible verses with you that give to us the promises that have come from God's love for us. In Psalm 16, verse 11, we read, "Thou, God, will show me the path of life." The Lord God will show you His plan for your life. Open your eyes to see it, and your heart to trust Him for it. The verse goes on, "In thy God's presence is fullness of joy." The place to find real joy today is in knowing God personally and in living in the will of God. Talk to God. Seek Him. The only way we can experience the presence of God is to know and follow His way and plan for our lives. Many people have very little joy or peace. With God, we will have tremendous joy and peace. How long can we live with joy in our hearts and lives? This scripture gives the duration of the peace and joy that God gives to us. We read, "At thy God's right hand there are pleasures forevermore." God offers us true, wonderful, everlasting joy, peace, and pleasure. It does not come for a few hours during the day or at night as an escape from the reality of living. It is not the temporary pleasure we hear about that comes from immorality or indulgence in the things that do not bring lasting satisfaction. God gives us joy and pleasure that will last through all the days of this life and then forever, for all eternity. Perhaps you are a young person or a teenager, and you have endeavored to find an escape from your life of confusion, perplexity, and fear. You do not have to indulge in the sins of this world to try and find a life that is worth living. God offers you an identity and something to live for, but it will only come from Him according to His plan for us, as given in the Bible. The pleasures of this world will not satisfy. Only a right relationship with Almighty God will bring you deliverance from guilt and sin, and then give you a wonderful life now and forever. The second principle is that our sin has separated us from God's peace. In the Bible book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 7, verse 20, we read, "There is not a just man," and this would include women, of course, "upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not." Though there are what we would call good people, honest people, we know that all people have sinned. Our sins have separated us from the peace of God, and we live in stress, fear, and anxiety. The Bible says in Romans 3, verse 23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Sin not only affects the way we live today, but it condemns us after death to an eternity in hell. Hell is a place of real suffering that will last forever. Though many people do not want to believe that there is such a real place that the Bible calls hell, it does exist. Every man, woman, and young person upon the face of this earth has sinned in the sight of God. In the opinion of other people, we might look quite good in our actions, living, and in our relationship with people. However, we must be concerned with our relationship with Almighty God, for it is only from God that we will have real peace in this life and the assurance of an eternity in heaven. Sin separates us from God and His presence and fellowship. In the Bible book of the Jewish prophet Isaiah, chapter 59, verses 1 and 2, we read, "Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither His ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities or sins have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid His face from you that He will not hear." Until the question of sin in our lives is settled between God and us, we will not have His peace and His blessing in our lives. The only prayer God will hear from the sinner is that prayer of confession of our sin to Almighty God, and then to have the blood of atonement covering and cleansing us of our sins. If we do not have this cleansing of our sins, then the truth of Psalm 9, verse 17 will be a reality in our future. Psalm 9, verse 17 reads, "The wicked or sinners shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God." The third principle is that God, in His love, has provided for us the way to be forgiven of our sins. When forgiven by God, we have the absolute assurance of God's presence and peace today, and of going to heaven when we die and leave this earthly life. There is great peace and joy in having such promises from Almighty God. We do not have to search for, nor can we find a way to please God to be forgiven of our sins. The way to cleansing comes from God in His provision of the blood of atonement for the forgiveness of our sins. The Lord God has provided the way for us. It is laid out like a road map, and everyone can read it and understand it and know how to reach the destination of heaven. In Old Testament times, the blood of atonement was by the sacrifice of the specified animal according to the law given by God through Moses. We read in the third book of Moses, Leviticus, chapter 17, verse 11, "For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I, God, have given it to you upon the altar." That was the altar in the Jewish tabernacle after Israel came out of Egypt, and later in the Jewish temple in Jerusalem. "I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls, for it is the blood that maketh an atonement for your souls." This atonement for the forgiveness of sins was not by human effort or good works or deeds, but by the shed blood of the specified animal sacrifice. The entire 16th chapter of the book of Leviticus gives the details that God gave to Moses concerning the animal sacrifice for cleansing from sin. I would urge you to read Leviticus chapter 16 in your Bible so that you will understand the principle that God gave to Israel and the world. Today, the blood of atonement is given to us in the offering of the Messiah that was foretold by the Jewish prophets in the Bible. Through these prophets, Almighty God gave us the details of Messiah's life so that we would recognize the Messiah when He would come to earth to die for our sins, to provide God's eternal blood of atonement for us. These prophecies are found in the Jewish Holy Scriptures, also called the Old Testament. In Micah chapter 5, verse 2, we find the birthplace where Messiah would come to earth. We read, "But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, out of thee shall he come forth unto me that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting." The Messiah would come to earth at Bethlehem. In the Bible book of Isaiah, chapter 53, we read, "The Lord God hath laid on him the iniquity or sins of us all. He was cut off out of the land of the living," or he dies, "for the transgression of my people was he stricken. God shall make his soul an offering for sin. He, this one, bear the sin." The Messiah would be sent to earth by God the Father, so that Messiah, having taken on a human body, could die for us as a sin offering. This is found in Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, where it states, "Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, shall call his name Emmanuel." This son, born of a virgin, would provide the blood of atonement for us. From the prophecy of the Jewish man of God Daniel, chapter 9, verses 24 through 27, we learn that the time of the death of Messiah for our sins would be in the year 32 to 33 A.D. Messiah would be raised from the dead as foretold in Isaiah chapter 53 and Psalm 16 verse 10. Who is the Messiah who fulfilled all of these Old Testament prophecies? In the book of John chapter 1 verse 29 we read, "The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." Jesus is our Jewish Messiah, who came from the God of Israel to provide the way of cleansing for our sins. We must trust him as our sin bearer, and then our sins will be forgiven, and we will have peace with God now and for eternity. What must we do to experience the joy and peace of God that comes when God has forgiven our sins? First, believe the God of Israel's plan for your life. In the Bible writings of the Jewish believer Paul, we read in Acts chapter 10, verse 43, "To him, Messiah Jesus, give all the prophets witness," that is, the Jewish prophets in the Holy Scriptures, "that through his name, whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins." In the Bible, book of John, chapter 3, verse 16, we read, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." First, by faith you trust what God has said to us. Second, confess your sins to God, not to any person. In the Bible, in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, we are instructed, "If we confess our sins, he, God, is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." In God's Word, in Romans chapter 10, verse 9, we read, "That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth Messiah Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved," that is, saved from sin and in eternal hell. Then by faith receive Messiah Jesus into your life as your Redeemer from sin. The Bible book of John chapter 1 verse 12 says, "As many as received him," Jesus, "to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." Would you like to receive Messiah Jesus into your life, be forgiven of all sin, and know God's peace and presence today and for eternity? Talk to God. Talk to him now. In Isaiah chapter 55, verse 6, in the Jewish Holy Scriptures, we are admonished, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near." You can talk to God right now. God is always near, but he expects us to respond to his plan for our lives when we have knowledge of that plan and understand what he has done for us in Messiah Jesus. God has provided the way for us to be forgiven of our sins, but we must accept God's plan for our lives. When you desire God's cleansing of the sin in your life, pray to him. Say to God, "Almighty God, I know I have sinned. I now understand and believe that you sent your Son, our Messiah Jesus, to die to provide the blood of atonement for me. I believe you raised Jesus from the dead, and he is alive today at your right hand in heaven. Forgive me of all my sins. Cleanse me with Messiah Jesus' blood, my atonement. Help me from this moment on to live for you. Show me your plan for my life. Thank you, God. I know you have forgiven me all my sins according to your promises in the Bible." Assurance of God's forgiveness is given in the Bible book of 1 John chapter 5, verses 11 through 13, where we read, "And this is the record, that God hath given to us eternal life, and that life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, Messiah Jesus, that ye may know that ye have eternal life. In the book of John, chapter 3, verse 36, we find this promise from God. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son of God shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Talk to God. He is waiting to hear from you. Should you have any questions or desire CDs or literature for further study about God, the Messiah, and the way to have personal peace, email us at contact, that's contact, at GodAndJews, that's one word, no spaces, .org, contact at GodAndJews.org. God be with you to lead you in his path of real peace, joy, and happiness.